This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Miles Garrett agrees to a deal with about $40 million average and a fat stinking wad of cash his way, which means, in certain parlance, the Cleveland Browns won the standoff.
They did win the standoff. I don't know anyone. I keep seeing all these people that are suggesting that Miles got exactly what he wanted the entire time. Where? How? He didn't get exactly what he wanted. This was probably like the third option that Miles was looking for. But he blinked first, and it's the option he's going to have to be happy with.
I also love that people are like, something had to have changed between Radio Row and today. Yes, Miles' will. That's all that changed.
Miles deciding that money was going to be enough in this conversation.
I'm going to shock everybody in Cleveland in this one. Miles talked a big game and then went 3-14 in negotiations.
Oh, that's funny. He went 3-14 in negotiations, which is stupid because everyone is just turning around and being like, it's always about the money. And he clearly, $40 million a year, if he got traded to another team, he was going to get $40 million a year.
I love that, too. It's like, I mean, the Browns were going to do this the whole time. Yeah, but Miles wasn't. Miles was going to have his cake and eat it, too.
That's exactly
which
right.
Which is get paid $40 million to be on somebody else's team until, I don't know, he got a whiff of Kirk Cousins in the air, and he was just like, I can't miss out on this.
We act like if he got traded, he wasn't going to get a $40 million a year deal. We act like if he got traded to the Lions or the Commanders or the Bears or one of these other teams, they would have paid him peanuts. But hey, would have been able to go for a Super Bowl. Not the case. He was trying to have it all.
I totally empathize with Miles. I threaten when Vanessa really has me cheesed off, right? When I'm really upset with her, I'll threaten to sleep downstairs because she hates it.
That's a threat for her?
Yeah. No, because she hates it.
That sounds like a problem for you, friend.
No. She really does. I'm not making this up. She hates it. And so I'll threaten. I'll go downstairs and sleep if this is how you're going to be. We both know that's not happening.
In the amount of years you've been married, how many times have you actually gone down and slept on the couch?
About 3 times.
I like that you punish yourself to the couch, though.
It's a really comfortable couch. Can I brag about my couch? It's very comfortable.
And you got the it charges your iPhone if you just put it right on there. You got all sorts of capabilities
with
that couch.
Even the new carpet that we have, I'll sleep on the ground because it's so comfortable.
I love a couch nap. Why are couches more comfortable than beds a lot of the time?
Let's get Big Couch on the phone here. 216-474-0092.
I'd like to figure this out.
If you're part of Big Couch.
What are you guys doing out there?
How have you guys surpassed mattresses in terms of... Also got a new mattress, and it's quite comfortable as well.
That's nice.
Not as comfortable as that couch, though. Now, back to the Miles thing. The Browns are the clear winner. And listen, you and I have... I've spared a fair amount of the vitriol, but I teased it. I did say... If there wasn't resolution on the other side of free agency, meaning like a week from now, and this bled into the actual month from the draft, or if it even went past the draft, that I was just going to absolutely hammer the Browns, well, I don't have to do that now. And listen, kudos to them for calling Miles out and understanding that Miles apparently doesn't have the kind of will that maybe he teased that he might have when he went on Radio Row just about a month ago and said, it's not about the money. And then they realized it's all about the money.
Yeah, I mean, remember like a month ago, I brought out all sorts of names to the table and we played that game of whether or not this time could be different, right? We brought Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, we brought Kobe in the mix, Aaron Rodgers in the mix as well. All these situations, Lamar Jackson, where it got really, really ugly, and then they were able to mend fences and they were able to piece together almost a peace treaty of sorts. And now Miles just gets added to that list of players that it got incredibly ugly. They took it to extreme of extremes. And they were able to land on a deal, and now we just have to all act like none of it actually happened.
I don't think we have to do that, and I do want to get to the Miles side.
That's what Miles wants, I'm sure.
I'm sure Miles wants a lot of things, and that's okay. It's too bad he won't be able to add the Browns to his graveyard for Halloween this year, though. But in case you guys didn't hear the open, that sound courtesy of Hard Knocks and the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, a celebration of Miles Garrett. I think today should be a celebration of the Cleveland Browns. They didn't get any better by re-signing Miles Garrett, but the perception of them got better, and they sure as hell didn't get worse by re-signing Miles Garrett.
Well, and they didn't get worked over either. And I think that's an important thing to know. Like, the bully came to the table, and they didn't let themselves get bullied. They stood firm in what they believed. And I think it's because Andrew Berry, and I've said this to you before, a lot of the Browns make sense if you look at it through Andrew Berry trying to save his job. If you look at it through that lens, a lot of what they do just kind of adds up. Mm-hmm. And I think this is another iteration of that. But yeah, they didn't let themselves get bullied by Miles Garrett here.
Well, and I think the reason why that's specifically important is there is an order of operations, and Friday was a big part of this. I wasn't on air, so I didn't get to comment on it. But like the optics of Jimmy Haslam not taking a meeting with Miles Garrett and then undercutting his GM is pretty significant. And listen, whether it's true or not doesn't matter. The NFL is about perception, and while Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have fantastic perceptions, because I think they work the phones day and night to make sure everybody knows none of the problems in Cleveland are their fault. This just happened to us. This Deshaun trade just happened to us. But I know that was an unfair shot when I'm going ahead and saying nice things. But I do think, like, whether it's true or not, the perception that Jimmy Haslam didn't meddle in this can only help the perception of the Cleveland Browns outside of Cleveland.
For sure. I mean, we saw so many. The laser eyes were back, Nick.
No. They're still googly eyes.
The laser eyes were back. No, they were shooting the red beams, and they were going after it.
No, we can't do the laser eyes thing today.
The googly eyes is like Adam Gase to me.
I'll never forget Adam Gase chasing tacos in his press conference. That is one of my top five favorite gifts of all time. No, they're still googly eyes until he does something other. Like, there's a part of me that is going to give them incredible credit for having the will to stand up to Miles and for weathering the storm and making this was always the best outcome. The second best outcome was that you got every bit of value and then some for Miles Garrett. So you managed your way through the best possible outcome. Those are great things.
Mm-hmm.
It's still probably going to be the biggest move of your offseason, and the idea of you moving on from this in a successful way for yourself and Miles, well, it starts with the rest of what you do predominantly over the next probably, 72 hours or more, specifically at the quarterback spot.
Well, and meanwhile, you have, you're the first team in NFL history to have two people making $40+ million a year on your roster. We know they are cap geniuses and they can do anything they want to make it manipulative, but they're in an interesting spot here, Nick, where I don't know what type of flexibility they're going to have.
So if you guys are just calling us right now, just listening right now, all day today, we're going to have the biggest and latest breaking news. I'd be surprised if the Browns didn't do something today. I don't know that they're going to do something substantial today, like the Patriots, who have just agreed to terms with ex-Eagle Milton Williams, adding him and Harold Landry to the front four for Mike Vrabel in New England. But yeah, I would expect something at least over the next 24 hours. So you guys are going to want to stay here, whether it's on the Odyssey app or listening on 92.3 The Fan, the old school way, as some kids are saying. But by the way, that Milton Williams thing, that is a people mover. Between that and Harold Landry, the Patriots might actually be decent next year.
Where are you getting your news from right now in this hour where no Twitter is working?
So Twitter periodically will update. And so that was from Diana Rossini's Twitter.
We're waiting on periodic Twitter updates?
That's exactly, yeah. It's that.
That's all I got, too. Mac sounded like Blue Sky or something. He'll have it figured out.
And Mac just showed me the Blue Sky of Ian Rappaport saying Milton Williams is going to the Patriots
okay,
as well.
Okay, good. I think Schefter's breaking news on Instagram right now as well. There's Schefter on Instagram. I think Pelissero's on Instagram. But then everyone else is on Blue Sky. We are, this is a time, Nick.
This honestly is, for somebody with ADHD, hell. Like, trying to go between Twitter, Blue Sky,
I can't and I won't
Instagram.
Do it.
No, you shouldn't.
I can't
no,
and I won't
shouldn't.
Do it. I have too many apps going already. I don't want
to
do
just,
it.
We should just be able to trust our apps to work. But the problem is one of them is run by somebody who's doing anything other than running Twitter actually, you know, helping launch rockets in Florida. So we're sitting here and having to live with this.
Convenient timing.
Although I will tell you, today almost flipped over to Blue Sky. Almost did
I can't.
It.
I have too many apps. I can't do it.
That inevitably, that's where I came back to.
Cannot
much like
do it,
Myles
do it.
Garrett, in my head, I threatened to leave and came crawling back for Diana Rossini's tweets. 216-474-0092. Myles Garrett is re-signed with the Cleveland Browns. We got quite a bit to talk about with this today. And I will throw that out there if you guys are expecting any move from the Browns today. Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic at 3. The Peterland Pass at 340, Joe DeLeon, NFL draft and college football analyst. He joined us every Monday at 4 p.m. He'll join us today at 4 p.m. We do have quick hits coming up at 6 today instead of 240. But did the Browns win some of your trust back with their handling of Myles Garrett? And we're going to single out one member of the Browns leadership specifically in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Breaking NFL news, Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
As we will be doing all week long, a lot of breaking news coming in today. Not only have the Panthers signed safety Trevon Mooring to a three-year deal worth $51 million, one of the biggest quarterback dominoes is now off the board as the Seahawks, fresh off trading Geno Smith over the weekend, have agreed to terms with Sam Darnold. 3 years, nearly $100 million. Probably the best domino that could fall has fallen, and he's falling the way of Seattle. And I know there'd been reports out there on every different iteration of social media that Darnold was really struggling with staying and receiving the coaching of Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, but for a much lesser fee, or going and taking the money in Seattle. I do think going to the Seahawks is a risk. They're on their third OC in 3 years.
For sure it's a risk. Yeah.
I like Mike McDonald a lot, but that doesn't mean anything. He's been a head coach in the NFL once. But when you have a crack at $100 million, you probably should take it.
Yeah, ESPN saying $110 million and $55 million in guaranteed money. So that's more than the Baker deal, by the way.
Yeah.
Everyone put Baker price tag on Sam Darnold, and he got paid much more than that. But it is a risk. I told you last week I thought it'd be a coward move if he just stayed with Minnesota, and it would show a lack of belief in his own abilities. So I like that he's betting on himself. But it's interesting, as Seattle, you watch Tyler Lockett go, you watch DK Metcalf be traded to the Steelers. I love JSN. I think we all love JSN. But the trash offensive line, not much of a running game because they had such a trash offensive line. It's tough.
Well,
that's going to be tough.
And specific to what you just said, it's not a great draft for the O-line, meaning in terms of like blue chip prospects, even the guys who are up at the top of the board are kind of pushed there, like Will Campbell and Banks and Connerly. So if they go top 10 or top 15, it's kind of could be a pretty big mistake there. And it's not a great year for receivers either.
Yeah.
Like Luther Burden is probably the guy that I'd feel best about, unless you consider Travis Hunter is a true number one wide receiver or as a true wide receiver. So, you know, you usually look at, okay, you got the quarterback, now what are you going to do with the rest of it? Well, there's a reason why the Bears, to address their interior line, traded future picks or low round picks for Jonah Jackson and Joe Tooney, because they looked around and saw the available guard market and said, yeah, we're not going to overspend on those guys.
Yeah, that's going to be a wake-up call, I think, in a lot of ways for Sam Darnold. There's a lot of comfort in Minnesota and playing with guys like Justin Jefferson that doesn't exist in Seattle, although you do have a much better division now.
Yeah.
You move away from the NFC North, so you don't take on Jordan Love, Caleb Williams,
San Francisco's
and Jared
in a
Goff.
Rebuild. Arizona's Arizona.
Arizona's Arizona, exactly. But it's much easier for that little stretch.
So I will say, at $100 million, what is it, 55 guaranteed?
Yeah.
There's a part of me that wonders, we couldn't get in on that?
So I wanted to ask you, yeah, did you think the Browns should have been in on Sam Darnold at that price tag?
So you and I have always been, like, okay, here's the thing.
That is a two-year deal, essentially, if you make it $55 million.
There's a push and pull with Sam of that's as good, like, that the guy that he was last year, if he can be that or better, it's not quite a franchise quarterback, but it's just on the auspices of it. So you can win a lot of football games, and you can win consistently with that. The problem is, we saw the first 5 years in the NFL, and they weren't very good. As a matter of fact, they were disastrous outside of like 1 year in New York. But if the goal is to win this year, yeah, I think with $55 million guaranteed, and I understand that this would mean you'd have to add a couple false years, and that if it doesn't work out, that Sam Darnold and Deshaun Watson are going to eat up cap space until 2030, and you're not going to be any closer to winning. I get that. That would have been at that deal at what, not even $30 million guaranteed, or roughly $30-plus million guaranteed a year? Yeah, I think that's worth it. Right now in the quarterback market, when Geno Smith himself is probably going to get 40 from Vegas.
I think about the situation he's now in, and I just don't see it working out for him. You go to a place that's going to try to win defensively more than offensively. A situation, though, that just seems like it's just fraught with problems. It's not going to go well for him. I really don't think so. But then again, too, I also thought Dave Canales was the one that got Geno Smith on the right track, and then Geno did for two more years after Canales was gone. He was still good. So
if you're just joining us, Sam Darnold, the first big quarterback domino board. We are still awaiting any sort of news on Aaron Rodgers. He's been connected with the Pittsburgh Steelers today. It looks like maybe Justin Fields might be going elsewhere. We don't have an official spot on that yet, but you guys are going to make sure to listen all day long, streaming on the traditional terrestrial radio, as we continue to have breaking news about every 5 seconds here.
By the way, while we're still talking quarterbacks, Mary Kay Cabot just came out with her, and because I now got Twitter back, we can see what Mary Kay is saying. She's saying if the Steelers don't re-sign Russell Wilson, the Browns should heavily pursue Russ.
On purpose?
On purpose, yeah.
She now,
on purpose.
Is that her report, or is that an opinion?
I think that's more opinion than it is report. But as we know with Mary Kay, a lot of the times, she's connected very well.
She knows it about as well as anybody in town.
If they don't land Wilson, the Browns should strongly consider him, is what she went on to say as well.
I would strongly suggest otherwise.
Okay.
And a lot of it is, if we're dipping our toes in the Russell Wilson waters, I'll just wait for Kirk Cousins. Or I'll just sign somebody that is just as, because I do think Russ is cooked. I think that's what last year
showed. He
stopped
cooking. He is cooked.
He is officially cooked. And
he brings so much drama that I don't think people realize.
Well, and it's
a lot attached to Russell Wilson.
So if your ceiling is the 16th best quarterback in the NFL and you have drama, it's not worth it.
I think that ceiling is even generous at this point.
Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe the 20th best quarterback. That's like the Rodgers thing really does strike me as a stroke of genius. We'll get into more of this later. Rodgers, I think, was just starting to warm up. I really think he was starting to get better and better coming off that Achilles injury last year.
Yeah.
And I think he got stronger as the year went on. It wouldn't surprise me in a much better context than the Jets, which I think the Steelers are, with DK Metcalf, maybe with Pickens, with Freiermuth, with that defense. It wouldn't surprise me if Aaron Rodgers was the guy that finally got them a playoff win for the first time in damn near a decade.
Yeah. I don't know that Pickens is going to be there day one.
Yeah, that
I'm kind of expecting a George Pickens trade. I don't know that Pickens and Metcalf can share the same room together.
Why is that?
They're just so toxic.
What if their toxicity balances out?
This isn't a 2+2, two positive equaling a negative.
No, when you're looking for the perfect person, you're not looking for somebody who's not crazy. You're looking for somebody who's crazy matches your crazy. DK Metcalf and George Pickens crazy matches each other.
Yeah, this is like, I'm sure you've had any girlfriends in the past where their best friend is then absolutely insane and they're also insane. It never goes well.
I do not recall. 216-474-0092. So as breaking news continues to come in here, Sam Darnold to Seattle, we do kind of turn our sights back to Myles Garrett here. Myles Garrett's re-signing with the Cleveland Browns, and at some point we are going to get to the Myles side of this, but in terms of stability, in terms of strengthening your position moving forward, did anybody help themselves as much as Andrew Berry with the handling of this situation?
I mean, the laser eyes are back. Andrew Berry had what was perceived to be a pretty good weekend, and I'm kind of surprised that he gets so much adulation based off of Myles Garrett just relenting. But I guess if the actual warfare that was had here was just get Myles to break down and realize that you're going to stand firm, then I guess that's a job well done by Andrew Berry.
So there's a part of me that thinks, like, Kevin Stefanski is going to have to answer for his struggles in this regular season. He's going to have to win some games, and he's going to have to reprove his value to Jimmy Haslam. If Andrew Berry does nothing else, winning this very public, very vocal standoff with Myles Garrett and keeping Myles in the fold, even if it only extends this another year, another 2 years, whatever it is, even if this becomes recurring drama, keeping Myles happy-ish and in the fold, I think will probably be seen as a massive win.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
By Jimmy Haslam, by the Haslams in general. I want to, because it's a quorum. They act together. But yeah, I would not be surprised if this is the kind of thing that a year from now, if the Browns go 5-12, if Kevin leaves or if Kevin is fired and Andrew stays, I think this might be one of the things, like the handling of the Myles Garrett situation is why the Browns still feel confident with Andrew.
Yeah, and I think the real win here and what helps to them feel comfortable with Andrew is that this didn't go to June, that he got it done on March 9th. And so now they can figure out not only their whole draft, you can figure out your free agency, and you can figure out how you exactly want to attack next season. Like, that really is. That's impressive. Now, what would have happened, Nick, if they weren't able to get a job done together or a deal done together? Like, the 24 hours just comes and pass. The clutch can't get anything figured out. Is that when then Andrew Berry was at his breaking point?
No, I don't think so. We know we can't take Myles at his word anymore. We will take Andrew Berry at his word. I don't think you go from absolutely not to let's trade this guy overnight. I think it would have taken it until probably the month of the late April, right before the draft, for the Browns to actually crack in any of this. And even then, I don't know they would have.
Yeah,
like that's where you get the benefit of the doubt, though. When you get Myles Garrett to Myles didn't even make it to free agency.
Yeah.
You want to talk about weak-willed and embarrassing? Like, Myles, like a month ago,
just didn't have his heels dug in the way that we thought he did.
Myles Garrett told everybody and God, this isn't about money. Nope, this is about winning. It's never been about going from Cleveland to Canton. It's been about going to Super Bowls. And then nothing changed for the Cleveland Browns. They didn't add any players.
The lack of time in between is embarrassing.
No one was hired or fired. And so the reality is, because you were able to co-opt him in or coerce him into staying with $40 million a year average, the day before free agency tells me, yeah, the Browns were going to go the distance with this.
I mean, it just would have been easier if, let's say the Browns did sign Russell Wilson, if Myles Garrett could have been like, I've always been the biggest Russell Wilson fan, and like shows up with a Russ jersey, and it's like, this did it for me.
Oof.
And then a lot of people would have got mad that they signed him only because it would have impressed Myles. But like, you would have had a leg to stand on at least.
All right, so we do have some more breaking news here. Let's hit.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
It's not the domino that was going to go to Pittsburgh. It is a significant domino. Darius Slay is signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think Darius is washed. That is a really good move for a defense that was already pretty darn good. So Darius Slay signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers in what I think you can say is a really darn good fit. So we got breaking news coming in left and right here, 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Were the Steelers worried about like PTO or something today? Larry Ogunjobi also released. They got to get all their trades and all their moves in like an hour.
Bring him home.
Oh, he was really bad last year.
He really was not
was
very
really,
good.
Pretty bad last
but
year.
Maybe that Cleveland home cooking. It's okay. Been 5 years. All right, we continue right here. But as we come back, did the Browns win some of your trust back with their handling in the Myles Garrett situation? Did Andrew Berry win some of your trust back? And the Myles Garrett pitch I actually want to hear. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
I guess we'll start with the least important part first. Josina Anderson saying the Chargers and 49ers are talking to Jameis Winston as a potential backup. But the big, big next domino at the quarterback position has fallen. Justin Fields to the Jets on a 2-year, $40 million deal, $30 million guaranteed. So the quarterback dominoes are falling fast and furiously around the NFL. As always, guys, you're going to want to make sure to stay tuned here all day long, all night long, all week long for the latest in news. We're wondering what this means for Aaron Rodgers potentially to Pittsburgh, maybe. Maybe Russell Wilson back to Pittsburgh. And, of course, what that all could mean for the Browns and the quarterback situation as well, JP.
Yeah, okay, couple things here. One, you can root for Justin Fields again, which must be nice.
Yeah, it's still hard. Jets fans are such tools.
Okay. Jets fans are tools is the takeaway here. If you love Justin Fields, I imagine you love Justin Fields. You're not wrong. Jets fans are tools. I can't, like, Fireman Ed, what are you doing?
Yeah. But rooting for Justin Fields.
But you get to root for Justin Fields again. Amon Garrett Wilson, like, this is going to be Buckeyes fans might as well just become Jets fans in many regards.
Is it bad as soon? I don't know what happened. I don't know where was the moment. I actually do know the moment. When everybody just started talking about Justin Fields within the last, like, 60 days, as if he's Justin Fields coming out of Ohio State, I got a little bit annoyed.
Well, you do get to have a rebirth, because the Steelers don't know what they're doing on offense.
Well, but, like,
they have no clue offensively, Nick.
All right, fair. But if Justin Fields had played the full season and experienced the regression that Russell Wilson did, he's probably not getting $30 million guaranteed from the Jets.
Are you saying, like, he owes Mike Tomlin a thank you for after going 10 touchdowns and one interception and going 4-2 as a starter, then got benched?
And not just getting benched.
Is an edible arrangement sent to Mike Tomlin in order?
Not just getting benched, but then continuing to bench him as Russell Wilson collapsed under the weight of his own drama at the end of that Pittsburgh season? Absolutely.
Which, by the way, this is exactly why he's signing now with the Jets and not the Steelers. It was the distrust he had built up in Mike Tomlin that Tomlin was going to pull the rug out from underneath him and not actually give him an opportunity, or if he gave him an opportunity, he would do the same thing he just did last year.
You know what's funny about this, though? This will be spun as Mike Tomlin was doing Justin a favor. He didn't want to put him back at somebody in Pittsburgh.
No, I think we know what this was.
I know. They did him a favor. They didn't put him back out there because they didn't want to put him in a position to lose money in free agency.
No.
Some dodo will spin that
you
yarn.
You just spun it 3 minutes ago. What do you mean some dodo will spin that yarn?
I think my point is somebody will actually report that seriously.
No, they can't. They can't do that. Come on. We're not idiots. They can't do that. We saw how this went down.
Did you see the spin job of the Miles contract?
We saw how this went down. They can't take us for that big of a sucker.
You know, there has to be.
They can't.
Listen, this isn't just about money for Miles. Yeah, okay. Literally, the only thing changed was a 4 and a 0 being put in front of Miles. Nothing else changed. All right? Other than that, or maybe the scruples of Myles Garrett. So you saw the reframing of that the last 24 hours. Like, we all saw what happened with Miles in broad daylight. We've all seen 10% of reporters, and I'm not saying here in Cleveland, I'm talking nationally, carry water for his agent and Miles to try and make this look like he didn't just get egg on his damn face.
Let's get serious here. $20 million a year for Justin Fields. The reports out of Pittsburgh in the past week or so was they were expecting to pay, if they were to go down that road, about $8 to $12 million a year for Justin Fields. He got $20 million a year.
Oh, now I wonder if,
like,
that's...
He was too expensive for the Browns in reality.
Are they going to be able to get Aaron Rodgers for $8 to $12 million a year? That's a weird thing to say,
you know,
given
the
situation.
I never thought about the finances attached to Aaron Rodgers. Because I don't know that it... I mean, obviously money matters. I don't know... If you're Aaron Rodgers, are you going to a lesser team for the difference of $3 or $4 million?
He's Aaron Rodgers, so I don't think we can know.
No, we can't.
He's just such a weird knob that I just don't know that we can, like, if you said right now he'll take less money to go to a winning team, I'd buy it. If you said he's just all about the money, I'd also buy it.
Buy that too.
Or if market size mattered as a big part of this,
yeah,
I'd also buy it. Like, there's no angle that feels far-fetched because Aaron Rodgers is just a narcissist with a need to go ahead and show everyone up.
Who's got the better darkness retreats? Who's got the quickest location to ayahuasca?
Well, who's closest to Costa Rica? The most direct flights to Costa Rica, that's where you
get things we have to look up.
Ayahuasca on there. So Justin Fields, formerly of the Steelers, formerly of Ohio State, going to the Jets on a two-year, $30 million guarantee.
I mean, Rodgers really feels like a Steeler now, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like a slam dunk.
It's almost inevitable.
And here's the thing. I'm just telling you guys. I'm going to have to tell you I told you so. Because people are doubting this because the Steelers only won 10 games last year. Okay. People are doubting this because Aaron Rodgers got Robert Saleh fired. Okay. This is the last place you should want Aaron Rodgers, because it's more stability and more talent than he's played with since, I don't know, the last 2 years in Green Bay.
I still don't think they know what they're doing on offense, so it'll make it really interesting. Will they actually throw the ball with Aaron Rodgers?
I think with Aaron Rodgers.
Because they didn't do it with Wilson or Justin Fields.
I think the first thing Aaron has to do is get Arthur Smith fired, which should only take about 4 or 5 games.
Wait, does Nat Hackett get another job?
No, he's got to find it.
Does he always get Clemens, the cycle of Aaron Rodgers just continues on?
Can you unretire Tom Clements as old quarterback coach? Maybe something like that. 216-474-0092. But we did ask a question. As we continue to react to Myles Garrett and Myles resigning in Cleveland, and whether Andrew Berry got some trust back for you on bringing Myles back in the fold. Jim in Strongsville, welcome to the show.
No, I don't trust this guy. Dude, this guy's terrible. What trust him because what? Because all of a sudden a bunch of pass rushers hit the open market or got the approval to seek trades that weren't there before? Let's face it, like, the league and the way things played out played just as much a role in Myles Garrett re-signing this contract as the boatloads of money that they backed up. Listen, this guy can't draft. The only way he can save his job is if he drafts one of these quarterbacks and they turn out to be really good year one. Other than that, look at his draft record. It stinks. He stinks. So next time he comes out there and wants to act all high and mighty, Andrew Berry, I'm so smart. Look at your draft record, Andrew Berry. It sucks. It sucks. It's probably the worst in the league. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear how smart you are and how you talk down to us. You sound like North Stolen Johnny. I don't want to hear it.
Sounds like you don't want to hear it, Jim.
It's not a bad nickname for me, though.
Also, really good stuff, Jim. Appreciate you. I understand if you're – so, okay. I think the Browns deserve credit for this. I think it's okay if you want to give Andrew Berry credit. Yeah, I think what happens at number two is probably more important than re-signing Miles, because there's a myriad of factors that go into, and maybe what happens at quarterback is more important for Andrew Berry's longevity, because if you sign Kirk Cousins, don't draft a quarterback at two and win 2 games next year, well, in that case, I think it's going to be hard to fire both.
Yeah,
for Jimmy. But 2 wins because you signed Kirk Cousins could end up being the end of the road for both guys.
Yeah, what's interesting to me is it's kind of like when the Bengals eventually pay Jamar Chase all their money. And it's like you do get credit for giving Jamar Chase the bag, but then how did you get any better than what you were offensively last year? You know, like, we still were a 3-win team with not a very good defense last year, and that's just able to retain Myles Garrett, not to mention the fact that I don't even know if our Pro Bowl linebacker in JOK is going to be able to be on the field, and we're always a concussion away with Denzel Ward of him not being on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think I do think it's interesting that people think the Browns got better by re-signing Miles. No, they just didn't get dramatically worse.
You've maintained the status quo, which is nice. You needed to, but
honestly,
there's a lot of work to be done here.
The best thing for the Browns is that they didn't trade Myles Garrett for a bunch of picks, because perceptionally, you could have gotten the Herschel Walker trade, which I don't think exists anymore, and that's fair to say. You could have gotten the Herschel Walker deal, but if you had gotten the number 4 pick for from the Patriots for Myles Garrett,
Everyone
would have turned around, and even us would have gone, okay, but now it's Andrew Berry's going to make it, and it's just going to be the next Jed Wills or Greg Newsom.
Yeah, what? There's not a lot of confidence in Andrew Berry as a drafter. Jim in Strongsville, very adamant about that.
Let's go with Jackson in Painesville. Did the Browns earn back your trust, or some of your trust, with the handling of the Myles Garrett situation?
Not yet. They have not earned back my trust. With Myles Garrett, they get back Myles Garrett. You're paying him $40 million. This isn't like, hey, welcome back, Myles Garrett. We'd love to have you. We're sorry about that. No, this is, Myles Garrett, we need you. We're paying you $40 million. Don't make me look like a fool and leave me, please. he needs to go get more weapons. If Myles Garrett is going to come back, Myles Garrett is going to want to contend. You have all these teams around the league making moves currently, and you have the Browns in a standstill.
Jackson, we appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the Browns could make some move today. It would shock me if it was the significant move.
Yeah,
like everyone's tied them to Kirk Cousins. If that's going to happen, we're probably 7 days away maybe from that happening. Well, no, that's not true. Kirk Cousins is owed a roster bonus.
March 17th, I think.
By the 17th. That doesn't mean he can't get cut earlier. I would expect that to go maybe not down to the wire, but something close to down to the wire.
Well, if they're not going with Kirk Cousins, though, like Mary Kay is putting Russell Wilson out there. If we get the domino falling with Aaron Rodgers or the Steelers, are you expecting something imminently there?
Oof. I guess Russ would sign quickly. Russ might be the least palatable thing you could say, because, like, I know Kirk Cousins threw a hissy fit about the Michael Penix Jr. drafting. We have people out of Atlanta saying, not a good teammate. Kirk's reputation long-term is good teammate. Russ's reputation long-term is not a good teammate and not somebody these teammates even like. It's one thing to, like, oh, he's not a good teammate, but it's also like they just don't like you.
Well, they think he's a goober.
And they're not wrong. 216-474-0092. Again, Justin Fields going to the Jets for $30 million guaranteed. Sam Darnold to Seattle. The quarterback dominoes continue to fall. We'll talk about the Myles Garrett contract and, of course, the quarterback market with Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.